The following programming is sponsored by Monica Lowry and Melinda Allen. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Hi, and welcome to Let's Talk with Mindy, Monica, and Maisha. I am Monica.
I am Maisha.
I am Mindy.
Good morning, ladies. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Monica. Happy Monday. It's so beautiful out.
Yes, it's supposed to be like 80 degrees today.
It's so sunny. Like, what did you guys catch the rain last night?
No.
Oh, yeah.
It was raining?
Yeah, it was raining last night. You didn't hear it?
Oh, okay.
You would think with those loud behind wind chimes I got on my balcony that I would have heard the noise, but I didn't hear anything.
I don't know. It's like at night you get this like breeze that comes through. Feel like the wind is about to knock your windows down. Is it very windy at night to you guys?
No, I can't leave. You know, I got the little ones. I can't leave my windows open. They'll be
I
out there in the garage.
I sleep with my windows open.
Wide open.
Oh, wow.
The fan on.
Yeah.
Already?
All year round.
All year round.
I sleep with the ceiling fan on all year long.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to. I'd rather be cold than hot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so easy to warm yourself up from being cold, but when you hot, it's hard
it's like
to get cold.
Right?
No, but the rain was nice over the weekend. How was your weekend, Monica?
Good. I literally, you know, outside of suffering with this bad toothache, I literally just chilled like the whole entire weekend.
Okay.
I wasn't even trying to do it. Like I literally purposed not to do anything.
Really? So you had like a relaxation day weekend actually. Yeah. Did you go to church yesterday?
No.
Okay.
I woke up. Had the clothes spread out, ready to go. And I just said, you know what? I must stay planted right here
now.
Do
you have any plans for the spring for the kids?
Not really, not at the moment. But, okay. You know, far as like getting out of the house more, mm-hmm. like far as like instead of like chilling on a weekend, like taking them to the park and stuff like that, you know, getting because I think I stay in the house too much. So I don't want to impart my antisocial ways on the kids.
On the kids.
Yeah.
I think just taking them out, enjoying this nice weather, like the outdoors.
Let them burn out some energy.
Just burn out some energy. Mm-hmm. Just take them to the park and just let them run around.
Or
take them down Spruce Street Harbor. They always have like these big games for the kids where they can play like blocks, tic-tac-toe, all kinds of things.
Or,
like they have like life-size games for the kids.
And where is it at?
It's Spruce Street Harbor, right off of Delaware Avenue.
Okay.
Yeah, like Penn's Landing,
I would say.
And even Franklin Square is a good part. They got the carousel. They have, like, little ice cream vendors and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Right at, what's that, Sticks and Arch?
This is a time to kind of wear your kids out.
Yeah.
Let them run, explore nature.
That's why the next time I move, I'm moving into a house with a huge backyard and just let them run into it.
Like, just get them out, to enjoy the outdoors. And by the time you know, it's like a dog. You take them out for like a couple hours, let them run crazy. Next thing you know, they done wore themselves out.
That's what I did with Miley yesterday. I let her run all around. By the time we came in the house, I gave her a bath and she was asleep within 5 minutes, literally.
Yeah, this weekend, pretty much, I spent it with family. I went to my sister's house. We had a nice time just laughing, reminiscing on old days, and with the kids, telling them how it was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having that conversation how grandma's house used to be, and hanging out with cousins was fun for us, and being outside and, you know, interacting with, you know, kids. Like, certain things that they lack today. Wasn't no TVs and technology, so we had to do what we had to do. So we just had the kids just cracking up, laughing
so
at our
hard.
Stories.
Like, I was in stitches. Like,
I guess they were, like, kind of taken aback that you actually went outside and had fun?
Yeah, we told them, like, we used to hang outside to like, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, but it was on the block.
Right.
You know, we were supervised. And my kids, the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, they was always supervised. It was a community, a village, you know, where all the cousins, you know, and the neighbors hung out and had fun. you always had that one house where everybody, all the cousins want to come and stay the night. That was my house.
Yes.
And growing up, that was my mom's house. So we always had, like, you know, company and kept ourselves occupied just playing games and doing fun stuff as kids.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, weird. Like, when my daughter get with her cousins, they'd be like, we're bored. And I'm like, how? Like, they're literally just sitting there not talking.
They're all on their phones.
They're all on their phones. And I'm like, when we got together, our moms, she'd be like, I wish y'all shut up. Y'all talk too much. Y'all, you know, we laugh and giggled. And these kids just be in their phone.
I saw a post on Instagram. It was this girl's birthday party. And, you know, she comes in her party like, and like literally everybody's standing around like nobody's dancing. And somebody in the comments said, well, either they don't like her or they just don't know how to
interact with each other. Yeah,
Miranda had a brunch last year for her 15th birthday. And literally all the kids were at the table in their cell phones.
Wow.
But, like, watching each other TikToks, and I'm like, that's so weird to me.
It is.
Like, she's right across the table, but you choose to look in your phone. I don't know. These kids are different.
Talking in my... It is. They're different because they talk on the phone to each other. When they get around each other, they don't have a conversation.
They have nothing to say.
Hey, that's so weird to me.
Wasn't you just on the phone with Jada when you was at the house? And now she's right here in your face.
They have nothing to say.
And you have completely nothing to say. Everyone is on TikTok. And look at this TikTok. I'm like, guys. You know, it's
just... In their defense, Mindy and I do that too. We'll be in the same house and not say anything, like, if we're sitting, like, you know, like on a sofa together, but then she'll call me from the other room and we'll be on the phone having like an hour conversation. And I'm just like, is it easier to talk to someone over the phone versus sitting next to
them? Well, that's why when I'm talking to either one of you, I'm thinking like you're not home, but like, wait a minute, let me call each.
Right, right. And it's like, it's so, like, we're literally downstairs.
It's
like,
crazy.
Let me call my mom.
When you say that, like, yeah.
We'd be on the phone for hours in the same house.
Like, my daughters, they would come over and we were all we were on the phone all day. Mm-hmm. When they come over, it's like we're not
it's like crickets, like But then, like, as soon as my sister leave out the house, she'll call and then we'll be just busting it out.
And like, what's it? It's weird. It's
like
weird.
In person, we draw a blank and then it's like, oh, I forgot to tell her this. And then, like, that's weird.
But you know what, though? I can't talk to my mom, like, on the phone. I can't talk to my mom, but in person, me and her just chop it up all the time. Like,
Yeah. My kids be on the phone with me for hours. But, like, the other day, I had to take my daughter somewhere. And she's always calling me, like, all day long, and we're on the phone talking.
We just sat in a car.
We was in a car for, like, a whole hour, and they
nothing.
Wait, I'm a word to each other. And I'm saying to myself, so I suddenly says, you know, trying to break the silence, and I said something. She kept it one word. I was like, response.
That's so weird.
But she gets out the car. Like, now, we talking about these kids, these adults doing the same thing.
Our socializing skills are horrible. What happened?
And that's why I hate when people send me, like they'll be like, did you get the video? Like, I'll go in, like, my messenger, and certain people, I'll have, like, 50 videos where, you know, I'm not on social media like that. So,
yeah, that's one thing I'm not on. Yeah. I got back on social media for probably a month or two, and then I just walked away from it. Because it's, I don't know, I just don't find anything inciting.
No
excitement. Just being on social media, it's like the same people just post pictures. Yeah. And, you know, and I'm happy for them because it's nothing like posting your memories and where you know. The places you've been and the things you do. But some people, it's overkill. It's like every moment of your day you posting it.
I'm not going to lie. There's some people that I literally, like, we're still friends, but I just, like, hit the unfollow button. Because I get so tired every time I pick up my phone. I have to look at your face.
So do you ever see, like, the cute couple that's on there and they be posting everything and where they at? And what they doing, and then next thing you know, they break up.
Well,
you're
that's
just, like, you tell out your whole relationship online. Like, I want to know the backstory. Right. What happened? Tell me why y'all broke up.
You told us the good, now I want to know the bad.
I want to know why y'all broke up.
Yeah.
Like, I used to be like, oh my God, this couple is so cute. I want to be like them. And then next thing you know, they broke up, and like, no, I want to hear the backstory. Mm-hmm. What happened? Like, I need to know the backstory as to what happened.
That was just
because
like
you
that
came out
video. I like was
the perfect couple.
Yesterday. Yeah.
What was the video?
It was this couple down south, and they were just like posting every, like literally they were booed up like on his page, on her page. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, well, she had money. He didn't. So, you know, he was using her money or whatever. In other words, it didn't look as peachy and keen as it did as they were portraying
on Instagram.
And then they were just too flashy. Everything was designer. What is that? Balenciaga? What is the name of that?
Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Louis Vuitton. She posted on there where he bought, what she actually ended up buying, a Maserati SUV. Mm-hmm. That thing was nice. But come to find out, she bought it for herself, pretending like he bought it for her. It was just like a whole mess. So that come is. To find out, they were really going through it personally. It wasn't what they were portraying at home. And so something happened. They got in an argument, and he shot her. She shot him, and then she herself before the cops came. So they basically killed each other.
Oh, like, my goodness.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is this a story or a movie?
It's real people.
It's real people.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Because they moved to Atlanta to try to, like, keep up with the
Joneses.
Yeah. And keep up the appearance, but...
The stuff people do for social media is never that serious for me.
But they say a lot of people like that you see, like their lifestyle is nothing like what they're portraying.
I go by the good book when it says move in silence. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, keep all your business to yourself.
Yeah,
You know, when you're building a business, don't mention it until it's actually when it's done, when it's finished building. Like, celebrate the success of the business and not the building of the business.
Right.
And it's like you move in silence and keep everything to yourself, because perception is everything.
And even relationship wise,
even if I'm posting, like, me and my husband going out, and I'm showing we going out, doesn't necessarily mean that's how y'all perceive us to be happy. I'm mm-hmm. not saying we happy. I'm saying we out having dinner, right, or we shopping. Right.
Exactly.
You know, you guys on the outside looking in look like this happy couple that's living this, you know, glamorous, fabulous life. But of course, people are not going to tell the bad, because, you know, you're just going to tell your good and your happy moments. So, yeah, I rather keep my business to myself. Yeah, because the more people that's praying for you can be praying against you.
Right.
Yeah. And they just, somebody say, why they got deserve happiness? She was always this type of person. But he was always that type of person. He don't deserve no woman to be happy. He's this type of man, or she's mm-hmm. this type of woman. And that's praying against you.
Right.
And you open that doors of opportunity when you put all your personal business out there on social media. So some things just needs to be kept in home.
Yeah. And you know what? And people shouldn't know your person, especially like if you're married or in a relationship business. No, because because when you put it out there like that, you open the door for people to comment. You open the door for people to talk mm-hmm. against it or whatever, you know.
Yeah. I'm keeping me and my husband stuff to ourselves. Yeah. I don't, unless you are a marriage counselor.
Yeah.
Or you a couple that been married and been through a lot. That's the only reason why I'm coming to you. I can't seek advice from anybody that never been married and single. Because I won't give you advice on your marriage if I'm not married myself.
Right, right.
So, and, you know, keep certain things to yourself, because when you tell them about your partner or your wife or your spouse, they only, and the troubles that y'all going through, they only going to remember what you told them, the bad and not all the good. And your girlfriend, some people would be like, you know, I'm the type of person that's going to look at it, the good and the bad.
Right, so,
I'm not going to comment on somebody's man. I just be like, you got to work it out. You know, you know, marriage and relationships are not perfect.
Right, right.
You know, and that goes back to me when I'm in process of writing a book, and the book is called When to Walk Away. Mm-hmm.
I like that too.
And When to Walk Away is, the book is based off my relationships, my personal relationship with myself, mm-hmm. my personal relationship with my children, my mm-hmm. family, work relationships, and also relationships.
Right.
With family, work, friends. And it talks about when to walk away, when it's okay to walk away. So it's hard to walk away from family. Walking away from family can be extremely a difficult decision, mm-hmm. because you are tied to this family for the rest of your life.
Right.
But it might be necessary to walk away from it if it's toxic, abusive, consistent, harmful to your well-being. You know, despite the, you know, you address a lot of the issues.
Right, right.
However, when you seek support into trusted friends, that toxicity is no longer there.
Right.
Now, if you don't have trusted family, is that knowing when to walk away. And like, I just had to walk away. I would still pray for you, you know, and pray for your well-being and pray that things get better mentally and physically and financially for yourself as well as right. for myself. But it's a time to walk away. And that's what I talk about. And walking away from this, from relationships. In a book, it talks about me walking away from a relationship that is a deeply personal choice. And, you know, when there is consistent disrespect, dishonesty, and the needs are not being met despite
right.
the effort of having that line of communication. So I talk about how I trust my instincts and prioritize my well-being. Because
right.
when you start loving yourself, you don't allow no one to hurt you. You
right.
don't allow no one right. to disrespect you. When you want to be happy for yourself, you want that person to be happy for you.
Right, right.
So
right.
if your partner is not reflecting happiness for you or motivating you or pushing you to be better and do better.
Right.
You know, that's when you pretty much got to walk away. And walking away from work is a difficult decision because that's your finances.
Right.
So it's like you making work can be a big decision and you always have to weigh it carefully.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be a time when you need to leave if you're constantly unhappy, unvalued, undervalued, or the work environment is toxic or affecting your mental and physical health.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to consider your options, kind of talk to HR and see what your options are. You know, if you have an EAP program, if that doesn't work out for you, then you know when it's to walk away and look for something else.
Right.
So I had employers where I had to walk away.
Yeah.
It was necessary because it became a toxic, hostile environment for mm-hmm. myself. Even being in a management, you know, role, you still have to walk away because when you're in a management role, you're taking a role of, and you have probably 100 direct reports.
Wow.
You're consuming all that mental capacity yeah, right. within yeah. yourself because you got to deal with people calling out, people not wanting to come to work, not wanting to do the work. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I felt like it was mentally draining me.
Yeah.
So in my book, it talks about how I decided to walk away and how it made me more of, you know, a healthy mentally. And, you know, friends. Knowing to walk away when friends can be tough. Consider it being a friendship that's consistently negative, lacks mm-hmm. mutual respect, or you find yourself being taken advantage of without any effort to address the issue.
Right.
When walking away from friends, trust your instincts. Your body always tell your mind and your body always tell you when somebody's spirit is off or they're right. not for you.
Right.
So my book talks about all those things, walking away from family, walking away from friends, work environment, and relationships.
Right.
You know, and how I got over it spiritually and I took myself on a spiritual journey
mm-hmm.
to be where I'm at.
Yeah.
You know, and my health started improving. You know, I'm a breast cancer survivor twice. High blood pressure and just felt like it was consuming me mentally.
Mm.
So when you're mentally drained, you become physically drained.
Right.
Because it's a mind thing. Your mm. mind drives mm. everything. You could be sick and tell yourself you're the healthiest person in this world
mm-hmm.
and find yourself actually being in recovery
okay.
and putting yourself in remission because of how your mind works.
Right, right.
So it's all within the mind, all within the in your heart and your emotions.
Right.
It's like you really have to be living in this world being emotionless mm-hmm. because if you put your emotions in everything,
mm-hmm.
you find yourself consuming a lot of energy that's unnecessary.
Right. Right.
So what I have found that, you know, I walk away now. Mm-hmm. I don't have mm-hmm. a discussion. If it's toxic, I walk away.
Yeah. yeah.
Because sometimes not everything warrants a response.
Right, right.
So I find myself saying that, you know, I'm walking away from this toxic relationship, whether you're my family, cousin, you know, sister, child.
Mm-hmm.
I have to walk away from my own well-being.
Right.
And when you start giving so much of yourself to someone, you leave nothing for yourself. And that's where, like, when you in a relationship,
yeah,
you never should give your relationship 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I give you 100% of myself, I leave nothing for me.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't give you everything and leave nothing for myself. So how am I making myself happy? How can I make you happy when I didn't give you everything?
Right.
And then
right.
when you decide to walk away, my 100% that I gave you leaves me with nothing.
Right.
So I'm going
right.
to give you 50% of me. You give me your 50%, and it equates to 100%.
Right.
Which I would never want a man to give me his all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want that for myself. Right. I want him right. to have something left for himself. If our marriage relationship decide that it's not going to work,
yeah.
we still have our self dignity to walk away with.
Right. Right.
You know.
Right.
So that's pretty much what, you know, this book is about, is when to walk away and encourage people to know how and when is appropriate and try to prioritize yourself and your well-being first.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be like any type of like anger. Sometimes you just might, you know what, this isn't, you know.
Yeah, right. Walking away with that level of respect is
yeah.
having that communication and having that level of respect. I don't think this is for us.
Right. right
but
right,
I want
right,
us right. to walk away on speaking terms.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
at least, you know, I wish you the best and, you know, and everything. And so pray for you.
Right, right, right.
You know, that's with friends, family, and everything, like, you know.
Yeah.
Even with children.
Yeah.
Your own children can suck you dry. They can suck yeah. the energy out of you. And you give so much. And we know we all have given that unconditional love yeah. to our
yes,
children.
Yes.
And it's still not enough.
Right.
They still
right.
don't see it as being enough for them. Because
right.
they want you to
right.
love them the way they want to be loved. When I can only love you the way I know how to love.
Right. right, right.
You understand? Yeah. You can't have expectations from me that I don't have you for myself. You're always
right.
going to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And what expectations I have for myself should be good enough.
Right.
Because I'm not expecting anything out of you that you don't expect out yourself.
Right,
you
right.
See? Yeah. So that is an equal, you know, exchange. It's that transformation of learning to be yourself and love yourself comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't love someone with a bitter heart. You can't love
right,
someone with
right.
an angry soul.
Right.
You can't
right.
love yourself with a angry mind.
Right.
And you're loving yourself. All you're doing is moving that toxicity onto someone else.
Right.
And you're bringing that person into your toxicity
mm-hmm.
environment. And now they become environment in that same environment. And y'all become toxic together.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, it has to be a balance somewhere where, you know, you balance the good and the bad. The happy and the unhappy, they're always going to be a balance. No one is perfect and no one is completely 100% happy.
Mm-hmm.
You can walk around like you're on cloud nine,
right, right.
but some days you're going to have those rainy days.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's what knowing whether to weather the storm
right.
and know that that person is worth it.
Right. So what do you think about, I didn't mean to cut you off. What do you think about setting boundaries? Like you cut somebody off because that's what you need for yourself,
mm-hmm.
but they just still try to come around and still try to be there. How do you, what is your opinion on that?
That's when you, I wouldn't say setting, limit boundaries. You mm-hmm. limit their contact with you.
Right.
Okay.
You know, once the conversation goes, you know, left, that's when you have to end the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you are, you know, you know, with that person, the needs and the wants they want from you.
Right.
You know, I always say people is around you to their disposal.
Right, right.
You know, what they can get from you. But anybody will be around you just because they love your company, they love your spirit, they love
right.
just being around you, you're good company, you give good energy, you give
right.
good advice, stuff like
right.
that. If someone is around and you don't want them around you and they keep coming around, is you just have to limit that hour conversation to now half an hour conversation
right.
down to 15. You can wean those people off out
mm-hmm.
of your life,
right.
you know, slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and have everyday contact, or having once a week contact, or having once a month contact. And once you, I mean, when you see it, that person already moved out the way and moved on to something else. And now you don't have that toxicity in your life anymore because you just allowed it to wean itself off without it being an argument or any hostility between the two.
Right.
It's like that's when you know to walk away. Like, you serve no purpose in my life. All it's doing is just taking up space.
Right.
You're taking up space in my mind. You're taking up space in my time. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is a space that I can utilize it for something more beneficial to me and not to you.
Right.
You know, some people just call you when they're bored.
Right.
You know, and you know those people. You know those people that's going to call you when they're bored. You know those people that's going to call you, tell you everything is going good in their life, just to see if you are doing bad.
Right.
And you ever had somebody call you and tell you all this good news about themselves, and then you start telling about yourself, like, and they be like, "Let me call you back."
That's not the line.
Get quiet
and be like, "Oh, let me call you back." That's when you know that that person is not for you, because I allowed you to speak and I listened. But now when I'm ready to speak, you don't want to hear it because you don't want to hear anything, you know. And you're not completely happy, because anybody that's completely happy will love to hear happy news.
Happiness, right. Like, case in point, like, I'm here, like, on the radio. Like, I can guarantee you, I can, like, you know, not that I would. Mm-hmm. I can literally talk about anybody that I want. You know why? Because I know they're not listening.
Oh, that's support. If you're not a support system to me,
right?
Why are you in my life?
Right.
Why are you here?
I can literally go in like on 10 people that are like in my close proximity.
You don't think they're listening?
No. Mm-mm.
You'd be surprised. They just don't let you know that they're listening.
Right.
Yeah. And sometimes when people just. They or around either. You just to watch her every move.
But we've been doing this for what, like almost a year?
Over a year.
And so we've been doing it literally the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you know where I am right now?
Yeah, it's time to let that person
let
go.
That person go.
And
right.
You are serving no purpose to yourself by keep letting this person in your life and keep letting them, you know, in.
And I'm joking because... it's just I've been doing it the exact same time every Monday.
You're gonna get the first copy of my book. And
when to walk away?
When to walk away?
Like months ago, right?
When to walk away?
Yeah.
But you know, you got to think more of yourself to say, do I deserve this type of friendship? Mm-hmm. Do I deserve this type of relationship? Do I deserve this type of treatment in my life?
Yeah, right.
When you know that you deserve better, you do better, and you accept better.
Yeah.
You're not gonna accept nothing other than what you think that you you deserve.
Right.
So we got to stop being, you know, letting people that's less deserving in our lives.
Right.
Because they're doing nothing but bringing you down. The more you try to climb on a ladder, they have your ankle pulling you back down. It's like when you climb up that ladder, you want to have people in your circle that's going to motivate you
and
encourage you to do better, support you, and give you ideas, and like, oh my God, let me tell you about my friend or my sister or my cousin, auntie, whatever, Monica.
She's
doing great things in her life. And that's when anytime I run into someone and they always ask about my sister and my family and friends, they're doing good.
They don't good. Yep.
Even if you want to know better, call them.
Right.
That's the same answer. I
that's all you want to get from me.
You got their number. Call them.
They doing good. You should give them a call. Yeah. Oh, I don't have that number. That means you're not close to them.
Right. Exactly.
You know. So you want me to tell you how somebody doing it? You don't even.
Right.
You know. So everybody's doing good. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm putting it out there.
Mm-hmm. You know, even the one family member that I kind of like backed off a little bit. Well, a whole lot. You know. I know that they're in a situation like right now where they're not, you know, doing too good right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm not the type of person that, you know, cheers somebody's downfall.
Yeah.
Like,
that's not
cool. I'm so concerned, you know, being the person I am, the first thing I want to do is like pick up the phone and just like, yo, what is it that you need? You know what I mean? And and that's just my, you know, that's just
nature,
my natural, you know, nature. But with that being said, I know how toxic that relationship is. So, you know, it's kind of like I can't really do what I naturally would do, you know, for that person. Okay. So
I think
just being the ear, you know, but just opening that door back up, I can't do it right now.
Yeah. And you know what? To me, give that person the same energy that you would give them if they were up, if they were down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. if you didn't call them when they were doing good, don't mm-hmm. call them when they're doing bad, because right. it looks like, oh, you done heard, who done told you? Mm-hmm. And it becomes, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you
yeah.
pray for that person.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
you once you pray for them, things will work itself out. And once they become yeah. good, you call them and be like, hey, how you doing? I'm yeah, glad things yeah. working out for you. Right. You know, I yeah. heard about such and such, but I'm glad you're doing good.
Right, right.
You
right,
know,
right,
when
right.
somebody, the last thing somebody want to hear is from somebody that they really don't mess with on a daily basis.
Right.
To call
right.
them about what's bad going on in their lives.
Right, right.
Because
right.
at the end of the day, it's like I'm being talked about.
Right.
Yeah. So if we're not talking, how did you hear that?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, what so it's doing is open yeah, up doors yeah. of toxicity, because yeah. she that person is going to know that somebody told her business.
And, yeah. Yeah.
You know, so when things go get good with her again or him again, reach out to them.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because then what happens is snowballs. Well, then this one, then that's when you get all of the drama and all of the chaos.
Exactly.
You know,
and
so.
You know, and pray for that person when mm-hmm. he's doing, pray that things get better. You know, we all have our down moments.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
we all have moments where life just snatched the rug up under us.
Mm-hmm.
And we fall, right. you know, right. while we flying on mm-hmm. it, you know, and you know, they say the higher you climb up the ladder, the harder you fall.
Right.
But that's all with, that's just life. It's not about the fails and the falls in life. It's about how many times you get back up and
exactly.
want to do it again.
Right, right.
You know, just pray like, she got this. She's going to be back She'll again. And when yeah, she get right. back again mm-hmm. or he get back again, I'm going to open up that
right.
you know, line
right.
of communication, let them know that I'm happy for them. And, you know, I've been praying for them.
Yeah, right, yeah. You know?
That's how you can do it. How you feel, Maisha? You over there really quiet.
She's giving a right Bye. Every once in a while.
You're always putting me on the spot.
What would you like to talk about today?
Well, I guess it corresponds with, like, what you guys were saying. Like, I was telling Mindy, I just got finished reading a book called Understanding Human Emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, like, talking about how to take your emotions out of a lot of stuff, because a lot of stuff we kind of, or problems we create for ourselves, or we perceive things that aren't really how they're, you know, meant. Like for instance, I have a cousin, like we talk every day, but if I go like 3 days without talking to her, she'll call me like, oh, what, you got a problem? And I'm like, no, it's not a problem. I just, life was just life. And then, you know, I needed a, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like, she thinking that, I'm mad at her or I got a problem, and it's not like that. And we sometimes do that. Like we, like I said, we go from, or we, what am I trying to say? Help me, Mindy, like.
Imaginations.
Yeah, like our imagination just run with us. Like, or I could wake up and I'm not doing good today. And I just not in the mood. And Mindy assumed like, oh, what I do to you? And I'm like, nothing. Like,
because I
what
know
did you.
You
do
yeah,
to yeah.
But, and I would say,
but
you
if
good.
You know you didn't do anything to me. Like, and that's our self-reflection. Like, we always want to make stuff about ourselves and, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, as if no one can go on life.
Have a bad day, right? Like, you know, it's like, no, I didn't even see you today. So how could you have possibly done anything? I'm just having a bad day.
Yeah,
right, nothing right. to do with you or anybody else.
Like, let me have my bad day.
Can I have my bad day? I can't even have a bad day to myself. But yeah, so.
It's not even a bad day. It's like you want to have some type of self-reflection.
Yeah. Right.
Like, just take that day out for yourself mm-hmm. with no phone calls, no physical or contact with people, and just take that time out for yourself.
Right. So that's what it's about, self-love, self-care, self-respect, and learning ourselves. Because sometimes we try to figure everyone else out without trying to figure ourselves out.
That's what I try to do.
And it starts with us. Like, you know, because instead of me trying to figure out, let's say, why Mindy act this way, or why Mindy, I'm just saying, or somebody is using you, instead of saying, well, why does this person treat me like this? You got to ask yourself, why do you allow that person to treat you like that? Or why do you allow that person? Because at the end of the day, we are only accountable for our own actions. We only can be responsible, you know, to how we treat people. So instead of figuring out, well, why this person act like this, we got to check ourselves and realize why we allow them to treat us that way.
Right.
So the book was basically, what did you learn from the book?
Just like I said, try to take like emotions. Like they gave this example, like it was people in a crowded elevator, and the guy like backed up and stepped on a woman's foot, and he turned around and immediately said, I'm sorry, with a smile. And she was like, oh, it's okay. And then, like, 10 minutes later, another guy got on the elevator and did the same exact thing without
apologizing.
And she, like, you had a totally different response. So it's, like, how you treat people. And, like, and it wasn't about that she got her foot stepped on. It was about that she felt like the person intentionally stepped on her foot.
So it's
like,
honor it.
Yeah, it's like the feeling of being slighted, like somebody is purposely hurting you. So you will react different, so...
Well, maybe wow, he was, he, like and then we don't know, like, maybe he wasn't aware that he stepped on her
right,
foot.
Right.
So sometimes, you know, what sometimes a pet peeve for me is when you open a door for someone and they don't say thank you.
So you find yourself saying thank you for him, like, thank you, welcome.
Like, so you feel the need to turn around and be like,
you welcome.
Like, you're welcome, sir.
Yes.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Yes.
But
not knowing that, that person's probably not verbal or something. Like, they could be nonverbal and can't say things. Like,
or they can just have a lot going on in their head that they missed the opportunity just to say something as small as thank you.
I'm like, I have to tell this story if you don't mind me telling this story.
No, go ahead.
So, okay, so imagination. So, well, it was kind of imagination and kind of not. So, late last year, Mindy, which was on vacation. She went on vacation, wherever it was she went. So I tried to call her a couple of times, but my number is the same as somebody else's number. She had got a new phone. So I'm texting her. She's like, well, maybe if I have you on read, that's where you should be or something.
You text me and was like,
hey, how are you doing?
How you doing?
We
I saw
here.
That you read my...
Right.
I did... No, you said, what was it before? You said, how are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, what did I say?
You said, we all good here.
Okay.
And that was it. Right. And so I text you something else. Mm-hmm. And I, because we had just got done joking maybe a couple of days before that about putting people on read.
Okay.
So I'm trying to reach out to her. And it was just to talk. It wasn't nothing, mm-hmm. Because I knew she was on vacation. And so finally, she was like, I said, I see you have me on read, LOL. Like, I thought it was funny because I thought you were doing it on purpose. So she said, well, if I have you on read, that means that's where you're supposed to be or something like that.
That's funny.
So nothing at all. I had no conversation. And then all of a sudden, when she came home, maybe about 2 days later, she comes to the door with wine. She's like, hey, girl, how you doing? And I'm looking at her like...
Like, dang, Jesus Christ,
right. But going back to, like, the emotion thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So an example I have is, like, so one day I was in the market with Mindy, and I think she ran to put, like, some groceries in a car, so she set me at the end of the aisle. And this lady comes up, and she, like, can you move out of my way? And, like, real, like, with attitude and stuff, like, you're blocking the aisle and blah, blah, like, really about to bite my head off. And I was like, well,
wow.
I can't. I'm blind. Literally, before I could even get the rest of the work, she's like, oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. Would you want me to move you? Like, do you need help? I can. And I'm just like, you just went from that to that just because I told you I was blind. Like, you gave enough things, like, her emotion and her perception towards me literally just changed in, like, a blink of an eye. Like, she went to being really aggressive and angry, and, like, I know she probably was, like, rolling her eyes and snapping her head. It's like, as soon as I told her I was blind, like,
I mean,
her whole emotion, like, changed. Like, it was, like, crazy.
Oh, honestly, Maisha, you be wearing some fly glasses, so nobody thinks you blind. She just thought you were standing there being rude.
And the way you stand there, you would never know. If you didn't know,
like,
you
nobody
know.
Knows you blind until you either take the glasses off or you let them know, or they see you. Like, half of the people, because she holds on to me, like, when she's walking,
she doesn't
walk with a cane, if anybody out there want to know. So... half of the time, men think she's my girl. Like, we a couple walking down the street holding on to each other. Like, we this happy couple.
And like, oh, y'all look so cute. I'd be like, no, that's...
I had to tell somebody, that's not my girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I thought that was, this was, like, last year sometime or 2 years ago. And I'm like, no, that's not my girl. That's my daughter.
Right.
You know, he was like, oh, well, I thought that was your girlfriend, the way y'all was holding on to each other. I was like, because she's blind.
Yeah, so I get that a lot, like with the flip of like emotions, like how people treat me once they realize I'm blind, like their whole demeanor and
is it annoying?
It is because like I see people go from really angry to like really like
because you're very self-sufficient, so it's like, you know,
we're in the restaurant and somebody's talking like really like normal, and then once I tell them I'm blind, they start like screaming and like or asking around me. Like, it's just like the different emotions and different perceptions that people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, in all fairness, you know, looking at you, I wouldn't. And,
like,
you know,
right now, the way she's sitting. Blind, look how know. She's sitting right now. Would you think?
So, unless you tell me, the way you dress, the way you carry yourself, not saying that blind people carry themselves in a certain way.
Right, right.
But you just look like you are looking out the window.
And
like when we're driving in a car, she always looking out the window. So
people be waving at her,
because it looks like she's looking at them.
I'm be like, are you going to wave at that guy? He's trying to get your attention.
I'm cracking up. Like, she have no idea, sir. Like, she's staring right at you, but she's not staring at you.
Weren't you guys somewhere recently, and some guys talking to her, and she was like,
oh no, we were out and this guy was like showing me pictures in his phone. And he's steady like, look, this is my son. He played for the Dolphins. Like, look, and showing me all these pictures. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And Mindy and them were like at the and cracking up because like he got the phone in my face scrolling down and he's
showing her
I'm
all
blind.
These pictures and I'm cracking up like this.
And I'm just
guy
not in my head, like, yeah. He's like, you see this? I was like, yeah. I didn't know what to say. Like, I didn't know.
Like, no, sir, I can't. I really can't.
So do you find, if you don't mind me asking, do you find that from when you were younger until now that you're older, now that, you know, you are visually impaired, do you find that you're more emotional or more, I hate to say sensitive, I hate to call people sensitive, but do you think that that comes into play more now that you're older?
Yeah. I'm very in tune with people's emotions. Like, I'm a natural empath.
No, I meant your emotions. Like, do you find yourself more emotional now that you're older and now that you're visually impaired as opposed to when you were younger? Or have you learned to, be more accepting of how people's...
I'm more accepting because I know, like, as an adult, like, when I was a kid, like, it would make me sad and stuff. But, like, now I'd rather someone ask a question, like...
growing up... she was more shy to the situation where she wasn't more.
And I tried to hide my disabilities. Yeah. Like, now I embrace them. Because, mm-hmm.
So it was more of her shyness, just holding back and not letting anybody know that, you know, she was kind of putting herself like a how can I put it? Make herself like the midget in a room, just hiding and eyesight.
Wow.
You know, opposed to being the quiet one, not, you know, engaging in conversations, she would just pretty much just scope the room by her ears and just listening to everybody's conversation, but not engaging. Now she's to the point where now she's engaging to conversations.
Yes. She's such a party animal. That's why I can't imagine.
She's very sociable now and very open-minded because she's learned to embrace her beauty.
When I was younger, I never, I would hide my disabilities and do a pretty good job at it. Now it's like, I'm blind and this is what I need. Like,
Right.
This is what I require. This is,
Her self-esteem has definitely blossomed over the years, and I see it every year, that growth of knowing who she is and her self-identity and embracing her beauty. So sometimes, you know, this world is so cruel, you know, that people don't know how to relate to people with disabilities.
Gotcha.
They either act like it doesn't exist, they ignore it. Or they don't, give it any attention. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But with her, when we out, she always getting attention. Everybody always want to walk up to her, talk to her, pray with her, all kinds of stuff. I told people, stop letting people touch you. You're stealing your energy. Like,
everyone always wants to, can I have a hug? Can I
they
want to
give a hug. They just like, she's a grown woman.
All the time. Or when I
all
hug,
the
when
time.
I grab my hands and I don't know. But,
it's just something about you. You're like, I have people just, it's just crazy. It's crazy, but... I'm glad that she took her emotions out of it.
Right, right.
And allowed herself to blossom into who she is today and able to speak, talk, talk about her disabilities, write about it, discuss it in open forums and stuff like that. Because at one point in her life, she was really shy to it. Because sometimes you don't know what to expect in this world. You don't know what the humans, like sometimes I say, I think I'm done with humans.
Right.
Like, you know, like I think I'm done with the human race at this moment because it's cruel. It's cruelty out here. Mm-hmm. It's just people just don't.
Like, even like I know sometimes people probably like wonder like, why am I holding on to Mindy or whatever? And they think we're a couple or, you know, they're just curious. And if you don't know, you don't know. So I'd rather you ask. And it's like, if you know, I can't fault somebody for not knowing.
Right, but, right.
So.
I know there's a lot of perks being with you, though.
Mindy,
when you're at the airport, you ain't got to wait in line.
Yeah, so my cousin,
you get full escort.
My cousin called me. She's like, so you want to go to the Usher concert? And I was like, yeah. She was like, because we had went to the Mary J. Blige concert like 2 years ago, and it was packed, and we didn't have to wait in line, and they escorted us right to the front. So
the disability.
Like, so she's like, serious? You want to go to the Usher concert? I was like, yeah. She was like, oh, yeah, because we're going to need you. I was like, so do you want me to go or you need me to go? She's like, it's a little bit of both. I was like, okay, Lisa.
She was honest.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of perks. It's some perks in this.
But I embrace my perks, you know. So now I
people help us out. Let me. You want me to put those bags in the car? You want me to walk into the car?
You don't gotta wait in line. Come over here.
Everybody but Lyft.
Lyft, get it together, Lyft. But yeah. So I now, like I said, I embrace it and I use the perks and I wouldn't change it for the world. It is.
Guy designs you the way he wanted to design you, and he made a perfect example of how someone can have a disability and still live a normal life.
Right, right.
You know, normalizing themselves and not making themselves part of what society wants you to be, held in a house, kept in a house, and not doing anything. I refuse to let you live like that, so I allowed you to explore. If you can't see the world, at least you can feel it and experience it.
Right, right.
You know? So I'm always that person, like, you walking beside me, we got to dress alike. You know? So
Mindy always makes sure I look
good.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, I make sure you look like.
And my sister. So I have a good support system that makes sure I'm good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So we're going to go for a break for 3 minutes and be back with you guys.
Construction LLC is a family-owned general contracting company known across the Philadelphia and tri-state area for completing high-quality home renovations and larger commercial building projects. If you are looking to renovate your home or business, contact Brewerytown Construction Company at 888-572-8696 or at brewerytownconstruction.com.
Junkstar is a professional and reliable company dedicated to providing efficient and eco-friendly solutions for all your junk removal needs. With years of experience in the industry, we understand the importance of keeping your space clean and clutter-free. Our team of trained professionals is committed to delivering top-notch service, ensuring that your debris, trash furniture, or junk is removed promptly and responsibly. We handle a wide range of items, including old furniture, appliances, electronics, construction debris, yard waste, and much more. At Junkstar, we prioritize sustainability and strive to minimize our environmental impact. We employ environmentally friendly disposal methods, recycling and donating items whenever possible. Rest assured that your unwanted items will be handled with care and disposed of responsibly. Customer satisfaction is our utmost priority, and we aim to exceed your expectations. Our team is punctual, courteous, and equipped with the necessary tools and equipment to complete any job efficiently. We offer competitive pricing and upfront quotes so you can trust that you're receiving fair and transparent service. Whether you need residential or commercial junk removal services, Junkstar is here to assist you. Contact us today to schedule your hassle-free junk removal and experience the convenience of a clutter-free space. Call 888-572-8696. That's 888-572-8696.
Thank you.
Hi, and welcome back to our show. So before we went on our break, Maisha was talking about removing emotion out of the equation. And so I just want to tell this story real quick. So the other day I was like, and it's pretty much all in the same line about not judging a book by its cover. And I was in a supermarket the other day. Well, first I had went to Michael's and I had bought these three big candles. And I bought two packs of paper. And they put, you know, the girl handed me, well, I asked her for a bag and she acted like I asked her for a kidney. So when I put this stuff in the bag just like ripped. Stuff was all over the place. And oh, wow. So I asked her for another bag. And she looked at me like, you know, she gave me the stink face.
Attitude.
Did you have to pay for it?
No. Oh. But the bags are so thin now. Like they don't hold anything.
Right.
So the second bag ripped. Okay, obviously you need to hand me another bag.
Or something. Double it or something.
So right. I asked her for a third bag. What do you think happened with that third bag?
It ripped.
It ripped. So now the third bag I just left sitting on the counter, and so the other two, I just walked out the store and carried it in my hand. Mm-hmm. So I walk up to Acme. I said, "Well, let me, because I'm just going to do a couple more stores in the area." So I went to Acme and I walked over to the where they have the plastic bags hanging. So I went to go grab the bag. And I had my debit card in my hand, so, you know, I wasn't going to steal the bag. This girl that was at the register, who must have had like 20 people on her line, she starts looking at me like I'm trying to steal the bag. And I'm looking at her like...
It's a bag. Right. 10 cents.
Exactly.
Or did she think that you were stealing... Like, did she see you come in the store with those items in your hand?
I mean, like, it was... You could see clearly, like, the bag was ripped and the stuff was falling out my hand.
Oh, so you still had the stuff in the ripped bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was the way I was holding it, so...
Oh, okay. Got
and
it.
You know, and I don't know if she thought I was some type of hobo or something the way I was dressed because I had like a hoodie on my head and yeah, and I did have a hole in my pocket.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You've seen my grace.
I listen.
But even with that being said, you don't know. You've seen me in this store before. It's like I come in this store whether I'm dressed or like whatever, like business or like a hobo. You see me all the time in this store. And so she's like literally giving me the grizzly, you know.
Yeah, because right now,
yeah.
You're the girl that always come in the store to steal things.
Right, that's our perception
so
of you.
So that's what she's thinking right now. Like,
yeah.
You always in this store. Mm-hmm. And now you coming in here trying to buy something.
We don't really know who you are.
Right.
But, you know, I was kind of taken aback. And I could have said something. I could have said something to the manager because it's not the first time.
She approached me like that
in the store. So my thinking is you don't know what people have going on. Why is her attention so focused on me every time I come in this store? You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I always pay with cash or either my card. So, you know, I always have money. So it's not like, you know, I'm coming in there looking suspect or anything like that. But, you know, I try to make sure that I always look and, you know, because you never know what people, you know, what people are going through, why she feel the need every time I come in the store. Why is it me? I mean, I could address it, but I said, you know what? You don't know what people, like we were saying earlier, yeah. You don't know what people are going right. on in their personal life. So I was just like, you know what? But the thing that got me, though, she did almost get me, though, because when I was going out the door, she was looking me up and down like I was like, wow, you just gonna really wow. steal the
right,
deal.
Right.
I wonder... Okay, so you know, like you could turn like a negative thing into something positive.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think like the next time you go into the store and she's staring at you, like, oh, you here to help me? I promise you, I won't rip a bag again. Like, kind of right, bring right, humor like, into you know, it yeah, yeah. to break that ice.
Yeah,
so
right.
now she's not looking at you strange. Now you, oh, she a cool person.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, kind of be like, you ain't got to worry. Hopefully, I won't, the bag won't rip this time and mm-hmm. I'm going to need another bag.
Right.
Kind of
right,
break right, that right, ice, you know, that, you know, line of communication and kind of see the humor in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
and sometimes people may just need, she just may need that laugh or that open, mm-hmm. you know, right, dialogue right. with you just to let you know that I'm not coming in here to steal or anything, yeah. you know.
But it's just strange.
Because that's how I am. Like, yeah. I walk in a place
and
people stare at me and I'm the first thing like, hey, good mm-hmm. morning, how are you?
And I'm always quick to like make jokes or something. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I know you don't like me, but hello.
Yeah. So, like, I'm going to force you. Like, now you have to force her to speak to you.
Yeah.
And force her to be nice to you.
But some guy had told me before we had having a conversation, he said, you're unapproachable. I was like, why would you say I'm unapproachable? He said, because you always look like you're in deep thought about something. I said, because I am.
Oh, and that could,
Yeah, so that can kind of.
Like, I like the smile when I'm out and try to. Hi, good morning. Like, I try to.
I be smiling at people.
Yeah, like, and it's contagious. Like, you know,
because my Isha, because she can't see, people always staring at her, and I'd be like, "Hey, hi." Right.
I gotcha.
Y'all okay? Now here is an open up.
So
like,
now
are you
have
okay?
To speak. You have
y'all
to,
need
like,
any help?
Right?
Yeah. You know, so
you put them on the spot, right?
So I'm listen. It costs nothing to be kind, but it costs everything. It will cost you your dignity to be disrespectful.
Exactly.
It costs nothing to be kind and give a kind word and just give a smile to someone and just say something, make a joke out of it.
You never know.
Because you're not that type of person, so why would I match her energy?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right,
like, unmatch it and say to her, oh, I'm not going, hopefully, I wouldn't need a new bag today.
Right.
That way, like, you ain't got to stare at me today.
Or walk in there with them 10,000 bags that I already have.
Exactly.
And I
my own bags today.
With my own bags today.
I have 30 of them today.
And I bet you she will open up a conversation next time she say, good morning. Because sometimes you got to kill people with kindness.
Exactly.
I do it. And I do it all the time.
I do it all the time, too.
Like, I'm not for the mess today. The sun is shining. And I'm having a good day. Uh-huh. So I'm going to spread that goodness over to you. So. You ever be like, I've been meaning this person. They were so nice.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be me. Like, she was so mean to me, and I'm still being nice. Uh-huh. Like, ma'am.
Right.
I'm glad I'm not in your shoes. Because apparently you got something going on that you just miserable.
Well, that's the end of the show, you guys.
Wow, it's been an hour?
Yes.
Hour. Go ahead, Maisha. Take us out.
Well, we'll see you guys next Monday. Get out. Enjoy this beautiful weather, you guys.
Pack up the winter clothes.
Yes.
And enjoy this nice weather and happy Monday.
See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.